Hello.
Hey, Miss Scott, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Did I catch you at a good
Awesome.
time?
Yeah, fine.
Awesome. You know who this is, correct?
Yes, yeah.
Cool, cool,
Talked
cool.
about the house with you.
Yeah, I apologize. I know it's at 10 o'clock, and then I realized that I was going to be in a meeting until 10:30. So,
No problem.
yeah.
They're all good.
So have you discussed anything with your husband?
I talked to him a little bit about it. He's just, I think, on the same page I am. We're just kind of curious, about what you offer.
Sure. I know you guys are looking to, get a little bit more privacy. So, if we can help, and make it workable for the both of us, we'd love to be able to work with you.
Okay, well, I don't really know how that works. Can you elaborate?
Meaning, what you guys are trying to accomplish, you guys remind me where you said that you wanted to relocate. Did you
Well, we like Campbell County or Bedford County. And we'd even be open to like finding some land, maybe putting something on a piece of land.
Okay, like within Lynchburg or
Well, not Lynchburg City. There's not much offer in the city, but where we are now, it's a Lynchburg address, but we're actually Campbell County, so the tax rate's a little better. Lynchburg has got really kind of high taxes, and so don't think Lynchburg is really where we want to be, but possibly like on the Lynchburg side of Bedford County.
Okay. So have you guys kind of discussed your timeline and like when, you would like to get that done?
Like I said, we're not like in a huge rush. We don't want to make a bad decision. We've been here for a long time, so we don't want to lose the equity that we've put into the home.
Sure.
So our timeline, I don't know. I don't know. I can't give you an exact timeline.
Sure. Well, I mean, we can, we're flexible. We're not, we're buying like 20 other houses right now, and so we're not necessarily in a rush. I mean, nothing fast lasts anyway, so
Okay. And plus, I think the interest rates are kind of bad right now.
yeah,
So.
that's just with, money. That's just with, the world, everything goes up. It always does. It repeats itself.
Yeah.
So,
I'm hoping it'll come back down.
I mean, they might come back to, 6 3/4, but, that's just something that, everyone's gonna have to deal with. And so you guys, y'all are looking to obviously get a loan and kind of do the whole process again.
Yeah, we'd have to do that.
Yeah.
But we're hoping that, with the sale of this house, we'd have, a nice chunk to work with.
Sure. I mean, you guys had bought it what, like 20 over 20 years ago, if I recall.
Yeah, we've had it for over a little over 20.
Yeah. So I'm guessing you guys probably got a good interest rate then.
Yes. I don't know exactly what it is, but yeah, we're
Probably in
it
that
was
three.
good back in them days.
Yeah, probably 3%.
Yeah, I believe it was somewhere around there.
Yeah. And
So, do you guys make like a straight up offer and buy it?
yeah, I mean, we don't just make offers, we buy houses, a lot of people just throw out numbers, and it's like, you know, it's just not a kind of an abundant mindset. And, you know, we have a, you know, 100 different options that, you know, we go through when we, you know, buy a property just to see if it would
Right.
be a good fit for us and if it would solve, you know, your, you know, problem. And, you know, you're not really in a bad spot, right? And I say problem just
Right.
more like situation or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. You know, when you think about selling it the traditional way, you know, there's things you got to consider and things you might want to do to update it. And we're just tired of doing stuff to this house. You know, it's hard to want to keep doing stuff when you really don't want to be there anymore. So we just kind of want to see what the different options are. Do you guys do come in and do like traditional like inspections and
No. We just
so
do
you
a
buy it sight unseen?
I mean, I've seen the property. I haven't been inside of it, but you know, I'm familiar with the property.
Right. Well, you can see that on the internet.
Right. Well, I apologize. We have other houses off of Ward's Road.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm familiar with that location. And
Okay.
you know, you guys have had it for a while, so you know, unless you've, you know, taken some equity line or, you know, something to make it crazy, I mean, you guys should walk away with a decent amount of money.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I'm sure you're close, well, kind of close to payoff, right? Two thirds
Well,
way to that.
kinda. I mean, it's not almost paid off, but it's not terrible.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, when you do sell it, what are you hoping to, what are you guys hoping to, you know, to.
Well, you know, just going on what, like, I've seen some other houses near us go at, I feel like between two and maybe 225. I'm like hoping.
Sure.
Does
And
that sound
for,
crazy?
I mean, you know, it's gonna need some updating, right? You know, there's
Yeah.
no secret there. I mean, I don't think that you're unreasonable. Tell me a little bit more just about the property condition. I mean, have you guys done anything?
Inside.
Yeah, have you guys done anything?
Well, we've renovated the main bathroom. We added central heat and air. We redid the floors in the basement. There was a leak. We sealed the basement. We did new floors in the basement. We have painted out the exterior. You know, when we first moved in, we put a roof on. It has hardwood floors throughout, but they need to be refinished. But that's not a big deal. They're really nice. I mean, I know they'll look really nice when they're refinished.
Or just a little sanding and some.
Yeah, some, yep. You know, it's got two fireplaces, four bedrooms. The main thing that I think that kills it is the kitchen. The kitchen has been like, ugh. It's, you know, it's a small galley style kitchen.
Sure.
And that definitely, I think if I were buying it, would be one of the first things I would, you know, want to renovate.
Sure. Hey, let me get my computer up. Are you going to be available in 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a call right back.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks.